Well, we're talking now with Colleen Newbery, who is the Danvers High School softball coach. And, Coach, it has been a while, man. Can you believe, 2 years, is that weird?
2 years has gone by fast and slow.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to MSO, Coach. I'm glad to have you back. Last time I saw you, I think it was at a Gloucester game up in Gloucester. And since then, of course, everything was shut down last year, and it presents some really new challenges for you guys as coaches. So please tell me a little bit about what the process was, or what the feeling like was, or what you had to do to meet your team back about a week or so ago, because you've only had a week to prepare here versus 3 or 4, during a normal season. So what's the process like been getting to reacquaint yourself with your players?
So the process has been actually a lot easier than I would have thought. And the kids, their attitudes have been awesome. They're all super happy to just be playing and outside, I think, doing something fun for them. And the hardest probably transition for all the coaches is that, most of the kids that are freshmen haven't picked up a ball since seventh grade. So that proposed its own challenge in terms of, coverages and throwing the ball and base running and all the league rules that are very different in all the leagues that they play in versus mm-hmm. the high school rules that we play with. So catching them up, and even catching the sophomores up who haven't played in a high school game yet also, same thing. They haven't really picked up a ball since eighth grade rules, and now they're playing high school, varsity mm-hmm. in some cases. So we all feel the same way, I think, in terms of coaches, that this is quite the year to be a coach.
Wow, yeah. I hadn't even thought about that with the younger kids, and great point, because they don't even know the rules to some extent. How are you approaching this as a coach? I mean, you've got some, well, they're seniors now, but they were still only sophomores the last time you played. But they have a knowledge of the game, and I'm sure they're able to pick up what you're throwing at them, but also maybe bring the younger kids along to some extent?
Yeah, so of course, kind of a meet and greet. I mean, honestly, I have 3 returners from that team from 2 years ago
wow.
that played varsity.
Yep.
So, there's 3, and well, actually 4, but Christina Yeba hurt her knee during basketball, so she won't be playing. So sort of getting them in the routine of how we like to practice, what we like to do first, second, where to put your stuff now in COVID, spread out, this is your spot, okay. And just making sure they bring their cleats home with them even when they leave the field. I mean,
yeah, really.
That sort of thing has been great. And honestly, our leadership is tremendous, and I'm so thankful that those 3 were on the team 2 years ago. It makes a huge difference.
Can you mention those kids, please, Coach?
Sure. It's Lily Eldridge. She's a senior and a pitcher, first baseman. Brooke Gracia, who is the senior shortstop, and Becky Zellin, who is the senior catcher.
Wow. Okay. So for the most part, I can't even imagine what it's like right now. It's sort of like on-the-job training here. And so what do you do? You're going to start the games, and then you're going to have to coach during the games, obviously, and then
sure.
and then process from there, I guess, and because you don't get a lot of reps prior to the first game.
No, not really, and not enough game sense reps, really. I mean, you can rep a kid all you want and fielding balls or hitting balls, but, it's like game situation reps that they don't have. That's what really is lacking, for us, especially where our first game is actually tomorrow against Peabody, and so, that will be day 10, I guess, if you're counting,
mm-hmm.
In terms of being ready. And usually, in March, you're in the gym for 2 weeks,
yeah.
and then you might get outside for a week,
Yeah, but not only that, the kids have had varsity experience or sub-varsity experience along the way.
Right.
So this is but as you say, Coach, I'm sure you've talked with other coaches, it's pretty much like this across the board in the Northeastern Conference.
Pretty much we all feel the same way. I mean, it's just kind of like we're excited to just be back coaching. I mean, we meaning me, I can't speak for everyone, but, you take so much for granted, like
mm-hmm.
even just getting to coach or getting to go out in the field and hit a ball or, field the ball, and you don't realize that when that gets taken away that you really do love it and you miss the kids and you miss doing it every day. And I feel like that's how everyone else feels when we
yeah.
meet. It was just like, wow, I haven't seen you people in a while. How's everybody? And, it's a nice group of coaches. So it's kind of like, wow, this is like real. And it's a different atmosphere for sure. I feel like for the kids, like there's almost no pressure. There's no anything. Like, the parents, everybody, it's just like, woohoo, we're doing this. This is fun. Yay.
Yeah. I've heard that across the board during all seasons. And the coach, the football coaches especially cracked me up because they said whatever they were doing with the kids, whatever, you know, reps they were doing or whatever, running they were just sprint, the kids didn't complain one bit. They just did it and were happy to be there.
Yeah.
But you know, you pointed something else, Coach, and I do think you speak for all the other coaches as well, because I didn't realize what you just said about how happy you guys are to be out there and to not take it for granted. And because I always talk about the kids, that it's a lesson learned for them, but I didn't realize for us adults, I guess it is as well.
Yeah, I mean, you don't realize you get up every day, you do your thing, you go through your team, you go to the field, you hang out with the kids, you get them ready for the next game, and, you know, you go home and you find dinner or whatever, and it's just like, it's your own routine, too. I mean, and for a lot of the coaches in our conference, a lot of them have been coaching a long time,
mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not like you just did it a couple years and, you know, oh, well, I didn't do it this year, but, I mean, you know, last year for me was year 20, so.
Oh, is that right? Wow. Congratulations. I didn't know.
Well, thanks.
Good heavens.
It was weird, you know,
yeah.
Not doing it. And even getting ready for this season where it was pushed back so long, it was just, like, weird. I don't know.
Well, and the thing is, now you got a full schedule. There's going to be an MIAA playoff. And of course the kids have to be super careful right now. You don't want to let your guard down because we're so close to getting past this damn thing. So what do you see, Coach, as the challenge for you guys? I mean, you got to start with your own team first before we can take a look at the league. So what do you have to do? Let me rephrase that. What have you done to get ready for tomorrow, for Wednesday? And of course it could be rained out and go to Thursday, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Well, that wouldn't be any different than any other year, really.
Yeah, right.
What have we personally just really worked on, communicating, you know, communicating offensively, communicating defensively, and just understanding. And if you don't know something, you have to ask. You can't be embarrassed. You've got to call time and you just have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. Like, feel like that's okay. And if you don't catch a ball or if you don't feel the ball, we're still getting the rust out. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know? So don't feel like, you know, it's got to be perfect the first day, because it certainly won't be. We all already know that. And that's okay, you know. And if we happen to be really good, good for us, I guess.
Of course. Do you think, and I guess this is sort of the end of what I'm going to ask you, but do you think that at least for the first maybe week or so, the first few games, it's almost going to be like a scrimmage situation, in that you're going to have to position players, you're going to have to talk to them a lot more than you ordinarily would be. So it's going to be a real teaching experience, but not just for you, but for everybody.
Surely for everyone, and the complication with that is the mask wearing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't always hear you. So
okay.
So there's more of a relay going on out to whoever it's going to.
Wow.
You know, so that part's always interesting, too.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Sure.
Yeah, you got to wear those. Well, okay. I didn't realize.
We were talking about that. It's like scrimmaging, but with real rules. That's what it is.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that makes sense. Coach, I'm going to check in with you frequently during the season, but is there anything you might want to mention here again about Danvers softball, about the program, about your kids?
Honestly, just that I'm super happy that they are super happy and they're ready to play, and I love that they come to the field hungry every day to play.
Colleen Newberry, she is the Danvers High School softball coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.